4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon. Newark Airport under a ground delay. Apparently another problem there. You got to fly anywhere that goes through Newark, don't do it. That seems to be the best advice. That's really going to hurt people who are United flyers, right? That's one of their big hubs. I'm Delta, American, and JetBlue. Although I got news for you. I love Breeze. They don't fly every day, though. It's kind of like, what the heck? Come on, we'll take you where you're going, but we're not going to see you again until Wednesday. Oh, I got to leave on Tuesday. Yeah, I can't help you. We just, Tuesday, we're doing something else. We're just not available. So there you have it. But I do like Breeze. I think it's a good outfit. I do. All right. A lot of stuff we are chatting about. A couple of folks have reached out about the ridiculous James Comey nonsense. I mean, he's an absolute buffoon. And questions being raised about his background. One guy, let me just share this text with you. Coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, Jimmy may have said this, but didn't Comey work organized crime in New York when he was a DA? Well, Comey was never a DA. Comey was always in the federal system. He was always a federal prosecutor. And yes, he absolutely worked organized crime. He was part of the prosecution that brought down the Gambino crime family. So Comey knows exactly what the shorthand is if you're in the mob, because he was involved in prosecuting the mobsters who would say things like 86 so-and-so. 8 miles out of town, 6 feet underground. That's what 86 means in the crime world. So this idea that Comey, who spent his life as a federal prosecutor, anybody remember he was the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, which includes, yes, it's Richmond. That's correct. He's full of crap when he says he didn't know. I didn't know what it meant. How would I know? Well, Mr. Comey, not only were you a career prosecutor, you're also the director of the FBI. I mean, maybe you, didn't mean it. I got a little snippet here. Now, this is from, hang on a second. It is from MSNBC. So, hang on one second. Sip. Because otherwise you're going to listen to this and you're going to spit what is ever in your mouth. You're going to spit it at your windshield or your laptop, and then you're going to blame me. And I'm telling you right now, not my fault. So it is a snippet from MSNBC. It's a little longer than you would normally find on this here little program, but you do have to listen to the bat crap craziness on full display. Cut. I didn't remind you. I do want to remind you. I listen to MSNBC. I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, really. It is okay. Now, cut number four.
There is what I would like to think is a pseudo-controversy involving the former FBI director, James Comey, and the shells photo that he took, 8647, and now you've got people screaming at the tops of their lungs that, do we have that? Yeah, there it is. And you've got people saying that, he's threatening the president's life. Let's play element four. This is the president's reaction to that post that the president gave Fox News yesterday.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant.
Okay, seriously. Come on, this is the man who pardoned January 6th rioters who beat up and hurt, maimed law enforcement officials. So I'm not downplaying whatever concerns he might have about what that meant. But Kimberly, Come on now.
Yes, so I don't think any reasonable person would take that post to mean that the former FBI director is calling for the assassination of the president. That is just not real. On the other hand, Comey is a former FBI director. He's now a private citizen. He's walking on the beat. If you want to snap a picture and send it to your family, your wife,
right?
Really, he should. Right. I mean, it's just, it's really improper for a former official to be doing something
well,
like
correct.
That.
Correct. Yes.
And it's also stupid, given that you yes. know that this administration correct. Is all about vengeance. It's all about settling scores. And James Comey should know that he would be among the top of the list of people if given a chance. Yeah. The administration would go after. So he should go off as a private citizen, enjoy his life, walk on the beach, and stay out of the chat.
Interesting. Now, they got to take shots at those of us who are concerned when somebody threatens the president. Well, because it's this president. Obviously, if it were involving a different president, they would have a very, 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 very different point of view. You know that, and I know that. But Nonetheless, I will take them at their final word, which is that even they agree that Comey should just go away, that Comey should just shut up, sit down, or sit down and shut up. Again, it's always your choice. I never tell you which one you should do first, sit down or shut up. But those things have to happen, and they can be in whichever order you would like, but you do absolutely, positively have to sit down and shut up. That's all. All right. A lot of other things that we are dealing with. Comey, you may or may not recall, when he was the U.S. attorney for this area, he was all about Project Exile. Remember that? Actually made Richmond safer? Yeah. Comey was a legit prosecutor, and he did handle all the Project Exile stuff. So that's a plus for Comey. I don't want you to think he's always been a buffoon, because he hasn't been. But good Lord, he's just gone totally crazy. And he's all over the place. Did anybody see the strike by the Starbucks nitwits? Oh, no, is that not their correct title? I thought, no, Germ, it's not nit... barista. I'm sorry. I thought the actual working title was nitwit. Totally my bad. I apologize. No, the baristas, apparently, 2,000 of them, have gone on strike against Starbucks. Why? Because Starbucks said, we're changing the store uniform. You work in this business, and everybody wears a green apron. And under the apron, at company-operated and licensed stores, you will need to wear a solid black shirt and khaki, black or blue denim bottoms. In the past, the Starbucks the Starbucks baristas, the coffee artistes, wear a broader range of dark colors and patterned shirts. Starbucks, which owns and operates Starbucks and employs the baristas at Starbucks, said the new rules will make the green apron stand out more, create a sense of familiarity, establishing a warmer, more welcoming feel in its stores. Now, not to worry, the coffee will still be bitter and overpriced, but it'll be somewhat nicer, I guess, to look at these people. God. They are upset because they can't wear patterned shirts. Gang, they call it a uniform for a reason. I know most of these people who work at Starbucks wear Garanimals, and for them, they get to mix and match. Oh, look, I'm going to wear a hippo, and I'm going to wear, a hippo. Hippo matches hippo. Exactly, that's what I'm going to wear today. I'll be good. It's a uniform. Uni is the operative part of that word. One. It's all about one. There's one image for every one of you nitwit slash baristas who works at Starbucks. You got to look like every other nitwit slash barista who works at Starbucks. And if you don't like it, go get another job. So far as I can tell, there are no actual staples that are holding you in place, right? You can move freely. Go get another job. One of the Starbucks I won't call him a nitwit this time. A non-nitwit said, customers don't care what color our clothes are when they're waiting 30 minutes for a latte. Well, says a lot about the customers when they're waiting 30 minutes for a latte in the first place. I've had your lattes. I wouldn't wait 30 minutes. That's just me. It's 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.